In the meantime, as promised, we're joined right now by UFC President Dana White. You've got the Ultimate Fighter 26 finale this Friday in Las Vegas, live on Fox Sports 1. And you've got UFC 218, Holloway v. Aldo 2, Saturday in Detroit. That's live on pay-per-view, so it's a big weekend for the UFC. Dana White joins us again for a few moments. Dana, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. Dana, good to visit. You've got Saturday's card, which features a rematch of Max Holloway and Jose Aldo. Dana, there was a time when Aldo was the baddest man on the planet. He was unbeatable, but he's lost two of his last three fights. Conor McGregor got him in Holloway. How badly do you think Aldo wants to get back the belt that he once had?
Yeah, no, I think he wants it bad. He seems very hungry. He jumped up and took this opportunity when Frankie Edgar got hurt. And in no way, shape, or form am I making excuses for Jose Aldo, but in his last fight with Holloway, his leg was messed up, so he couldn't throw the leg kicks the way that he wanted to, which is basically his bread and butter. So it's going to be I'm real curious to see how he what kind of a game plan he has going into this one.
You know, Dan, interesting you said that, because that's exactly what Aldo and his camp were saying, that I wasn't right. Holloway heard that, and he wasn't buying it. Holloway said, quote, hopefully he doesn't have an injury this time, and hopefully he kicks more. Kicks don't. The guy was dead tired in the second round. There's a feeling in there when a guy is falling off. His mouth was open. I was able to taunt him. I stalked and slapped him, and from that time on, I knew this guy's not moving anymore. Bottom line, Dana, for those who don't know Holloway, like, what's this guy's deal? How would you describe him as a fighter and as a person?
Yeah, no, I love that. And that's the beauty of, you know, when you have a legend like Jose Aldo and he goes in and he has that, hey, my leg was messed up. Well, guess what? We're going to do it again and we're going to see, you know, we're going to see where this thing ends up. That's what I love about this fight, you know. You know, it's funny because we had the Frankie Edgar fight, which was great, but the Jose Aldo fight being in there now is incredible. We're very lucky that we're this deep in the roster and that Jose wanted this fight, because I love this fight. I love Max Holloway. Like you said, this guy is a real fighter. He's a gangster. He will slap you. He will try to run him down and finish him the way he did the first time.
UFC.
Can he do it? Can Aldo stop it? It's a perfect fight.
Excuse me, Dana. UFC 218 is Saturday night in Detroit. It's live on pay-per-view. Dana, one more thought about Aldo. I mean, we're talking about a fighter who was unbeatable, but now he's lost two of his last three fights. When something like that happens, what does that do to a guy's mystique, aura, and his own confidence?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But he lost to Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? One of those losses is to Conor McGregor. And people can say whatever they want about Conor. Conor went in and looked damn good against Floyd Mayweather for the first four rounds. You know what I mean? So to lose to Conor is one thing. But, yes, his second loss, and Max Holloway, you know, the only guy who's beat Max Holloway in 4 years is Conor McGregor. So two really tough guys for Aldo.
You know, Dana, when you mentioned Conor, when you and I spoke a while back, we talked about the possibility of Conor fighting before the end of the year, and you've now announced the UFC 219 card in Las Vegas on December 30th. Conor is not a part of that. Is that in any way, Dana, connected to what went down when he jumped into the cage at a Bellator fight earlier this month?
Yeah, you know, obviously that, and, you know, he was a little rambunctious at our event, too, out in Poland. So he's been a little, you know, you've been in this game for a long time, Rome. You know, you see these guys, they're young, they become super famous, and, you know, you get $100 million in the bank. It's just, you know, it's hard to keep guys on the tracks, you know. It's one of those things I question daily, you know. When I talk to Conor, you know, Conor still has that fire, I want to do this, I want to do that, yet at the same time, he's all over the place. You know, there's a level of uncertainty in any business. Like I said, when we sold the company, I had lawyers and, you know, a matchmaker and other guys who made a lot of money and decided to never work again, you know, so who knows?
Dan, the point you're trying to make is actually very well taken. You've got matchmakers and lawyers who don't want to work. They don't get up in the morning and get punched in the face for a living.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's tough. So hopefully, I'm hoping that Conor is going to blow off some steam, have some fun with his money, and then want to come back and fight again.
Dana White joining us. Yeah,
we'll see how this thing plays out.
You know, Dana, you said yesterday also that you do not want to see Ronda Rousey fight again. What do you mean by that, and what have you seen from her that makes you feel that way?
Well, the thing is about Ronda is if you look at her life, right, ever since she was a little girl, she started training in judo, then went after two Olympic runs, ended up meddling. Then as soon as she was done with that, she started focusing on mixed martial arts and then wanted to, you know, started fighting and training and wanted to become a world champion. Became a world champion, defended her title 6 times, you know, created this entire women's thing that's going on here in the UFC. And now she's in her early 30s. She's basically had no personal life her whole life, and now she has one. She just got married. She's incredibly happy, and she's, like, ready to move on to that next chapter of her life. What more does she have to prove here in the UFC? First of all, another one that has millions and millions of dollars, has enough money that she never needs to work again, and has just moved on to that next chapter. I'm happy for her. I care about her. She's my friend. And I just don't think she has anything else to prove here.
UFC 218, Holloway v. Aldo 2, Saturday in Detroit, live on pay-per-view. Dana, one last thought. I was just thinking, remember when Oscar De La Hoya just went crazy on Mayweather-McGregor? I mean, he hated that. He hated that idea. Thought it was like the worst thing ever for boxing. But now he says he's willing to fight McGregor. What do you make of that?
The nuttiest whack job on earth. This guy, I don't know if this guy's hitting the yayo and the booze again or what his deal is, but this guy is on another planet. I have zero respect for this guy. First of all, like you said, Mayweather versus McGregor was a complete disrespect to the sport of boxing. It was disgusting. He was F you and all the stuff on Twitter, like a complete nut. But him versus Conor McGregor is a good idea. This guy is a complete nut.
Dana White, UFC president, the Ultimate Fighter 26 finale, also Friday in Las Vegas, live on Fox Sports 1. And you've got UFC 218 coming up in Detroit, live on pay-per-view. Dana, thanks for closing the show. Great to have you back. Dana, have a great day.
Always a pleasure, buddy. You too.
Take care, Dana. Dana White joining us. All right, then. Your thoughts. It's not too late to get through. I mean, call me right now. We can get one last call in. 1-800-636-8686. Also, why pay more for annual protection motor oil when you can get Castrol Edge extended performance for less? It goes 15,000 miles between oil changes. Titanium strong Castrol Edge. It's more than just an oil. It's liquid engineering. Dana caught himself at the very end. I thought there was a four-letter bomb coming. He goes, he's a complete nut. I don't know if he's back on the yayo and the booze again.
This guy is a complete nut.
He's talking about Oscar De La Hoya. Hey, listen, I mean, De La Hoya came out so hard against that fight. And you can see where he might. But he came out so hard against Mayweather and McGregor and how horrible that was for boxing. And Dana's right. I mean, he was F-bombing on Twitter. But then no sooner than the fight's done, Oscar doubles back and says, oh, I'll fight him. I'll fight him. Never mind that. I mean, say what you want about Mayweather. Mayweather's not what he once was, but he also hasn't gone a decade between fights. And how can it be the worst idea ever for Mayweather, but a great idea for Oscar? You ask Dana White, he'd say, I'll tell you what that is. He's a complete nut.
I don't know if this guy's hitting the yayo and the booze again or what his deal is, but this guy is on another planet.
And quote, he's a complete nut. Hey, listen, what he said about Conor was really interesting, wasn't it? His point that, hey, listen, when you get $100 million in the bank, all of a sudden you decide, I don't want to do this anymore. And the analogy that he made was when we sold the company, a lot of people got really, really rich. People like lawyers and a matchmaker, and they've got millions of dollars in the bank and they don't want to go to work anymore. So if you're Conor McGregor and you made $100 million or you've got $100 million in the bank, why would you get up and grind and cut weight and get punched in the face every single day to make a living when you don't have to? You know, that sounds like maybe Conor does not want to go back to work. At least not that kind of work. And I can't say that I blame him. I'd be disappointed. But I can't say that I blame him. Look, if given the choice, if I were to come to you and say right now, here's a lottery ticket, $100 million, you can have this, cash it right now. Would you ever work again? As much as you like your job, would you ever work again? I'm guessing 98% of you wouldn't. And what if your job involved getting punched in the face every single day? Then probably 100% of you wouldn't. It takes a really different cat to want to keep working through that.